Good practice. You saw we just got missed about the last three reps of a team period because of lightning. So, but the rest of practice, very good, very good. Really pleased with how we came out, how we attacked it, and some of the things that we analyzed and stuff. We wanted to make sure we got corrected. So, a good overall practice.
Did you not go pads today for pre-plan, or was that because of the London trip coming up?
No, last year before our London trip on a day like today, we did not go pads. Okay. So there's some thought into it that way.
Is Dante's shoulder, when did that pop up?
He had some soreness in there. So, I think it's day to day. We'll just see how it comes back tomorrow. I know it felt better today than yesterday. So, I don't know if he, aggravated a little bit in the game, but he's been receiving treatment on it.
How much of a boost would it be if you guys had Prince this week?
How much of a what?
Just a boost to have Prince back.
Oh, good, good. Prince was playing very well before he got hurt. So, just his experience out there and, he just adds something to our team in many areas.
Todd said you guys are looking at different ways to get Miles Jack on the field. Can you kind of go into that a little bit more? What are some of the things you're looking at?
Well, yeah, he's a guy that even today he played multiple positions. And he set himself up. I know that we felt like, he's getting better and we're putting a lot on his plate. But I'd say the last 2 weeks, he's really grown. He's really grown. I think just as far as being in shape and handling all the things, the duties that we're asking of him. So, we continue. Last week, we looked at some options of putting in a package based on what we were seeing from Baltimore. It just didn't quite work out. They didn't do it enough for us to do it. So, I think that's what he means by continuing to find ways.
When you say multiple positions, like the weak side, middle, auto, yeah, is he playing any auto at all or no?
Yeah, we're asking him to learn some of that just through depth because of Scooter's injury. So Arthur's there and Miles, we're putting that on his plate now too. Just, make sure he learns there in case of injuries.
How much do you appreciate the way that Tyson's handled himself through this, to not playing, being ready
to
play?
You can't say enough about him. I mean, a true pro to come in, and then he played very well. To come in, step in, been inactive a couple games, step in, then play like he did. But it's not surprising to us. It was never a talent issue with Tyson. It was always a number-wise and special teams is what it came down to. So, we had an idea that if he had an opportunity, he played pretty well.
What specifically did he do well against
the run? Well, he's very good against the run. I think, they did a lot of cutoff blocks to him, and he got off cutoff blocks and did a lot of chase tackles from behind. Just uses his hands really good and strong at the point of attack.
Throwing the game results out of the window, is the Thursday going over for London the best of the three options you guys did?
You take some of that into account, right, that you went over and had some success. But I think just going through it, we really want to take different options, leaving on a Sunday, leaving on a Monday, leave on a Thursday. And then before the games, just talk to our players about how they felt and how their body responded and, going into the game, not after the game. And then just some of the studies that we found. So for us, for our team, we felt like Thursday was the better option. Now, every team is different from where they travel and, how they respond. So for us, we felt like this gave us the best for our players.
So you got the good feedback from the guys of how they felt on Thursday. They felt, going over on Thursday, they felt better than being there the whole week.
And it's similar, if you go to a West Coast trip, you leave on a Friday and, take that amount of time. It's like an hour and 40-minute extra flight, although you travel different time zones. So we're just saying, hey, leave Thursday now. Let's give an extra day to that and see how they handle it. And, I know on Friday they feel a little bit sluggish. On Saturday feel a little bit better. But Sunday is the day that you're concerned about, and they all felt pretty good last Sunday. Last year.
I'm sorry. How do you make the guys sleep? I mean, I know you're telling them you got to sleep, but like, do you take away their tablets and phones and stuff?
Right. It is hard because, you open up and they see daylight, and right when you get on the plane, we tell them, about an hour into the flight, you should be sleeping, to get the right amount of sleep that you need. So, I think you just inform them and give them, if you don't say anything, they'll go to sleep at their normal time, about 9:30. No, they'll go to sleep about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Well, that doesn't give them enough time. So I think it's just, and we'll go through that tomorrow. We've already kind of addressed it the first couple of days here, but we show them that part of it and how important it is.
But you don't take, no movies on the plane or take their phones and tablets and stuff away.
You'd like to, because it's a stimulus that keeps them from sleeping. But they're professionals, they know. And we addressed the same thing last year and talked about and showed them, and they did a good job handling it.
How pleased are you to have Kelvin back already? At some point, it looked like he might have, you know, could have missed a few weeks with that injury.
Yeah,
scary.
I think, you know, when you saw the injury take place and he was on the field, you know, you always get a little concerned over it. But we could tell by the end of last week how he was responding and going through the protocol that, you know, we thought that we'd have a pretty good chance. So, yeah, it's always good because we can get back to, you know, our normal group.
How did he look today?
He did a good job. Did good.
How did the team respond after what?
I was really pleased, very pleased with our team. I know we had a really, really good team meeting today, and we talked about it. I thought one of the things after the Green Bay game is that really hung around for a while. It just was heavy on us. And, you know, a team that had another loss like that, you know, we felt like, hey, good teams quickly recover. It hurts, but you got to move on, and you got to get back out there in the practice field and get back to work and not miss any opportunities. I thought we handled it much, much better this Wednesday.
Going somewhere like London where the noise won't be like it is here, can that help you sometimes? You get on the road, distractions will be less over there.
Yeah, you know what? It's always great to play at home. It is. Our fans have been great and loyal, and, the players love it. But, you know, that's been like a home away from home. The number of fans that have grown, you know, I know we made a commitment to go over there for some years now. So you're seeing the fan excitement and the fan loyalty towards us has changed over the last couple of years. So, and I know the number of Union Jacks fans and, you know, all that has grown. So it's beginning to feel more like a home game as much as it can, you know, over there. So, and it's a great atmosphere. Our players, I know, loved it last year and the previous years. It's a great environment. So, you know, it's another great one. Great opportunity.
Is it true? A lot of people talk about going on the road and circling the wagon and just being us. Does that truly help, or is that just something we like to say?
Well, I think, you know, hopefully we're circling the wagons in our locker room. You know, it doesn't take a road trip to do it. But, you know, it's always good when there's limited distractions and you can play and get there a day in advance and you got meeting time. And, you know, I think you try to take advantage of any time to build that.
Because in the current situation, do you feel like this trip differs at all from the previous London trips that you've been on?
No, you know, every year is a different year. So for us to go over there and, you know, and the other thing is it's our first division opponent. You know, it's AFC South, and we've got that opportunity. I don't believe we've had that opportunity over there. And this is the first one. So that on top of it is, you know, it's great for our players.
Do you see any way in which being a team that's been over there, what is it, the fourth year in a row, gives you an advantage over a team like the Colts that have not made the trip? Just because you guys know.
Right. I don't know how they're handling it and what they're doing. I think for us, it's with all the things that are involved in it, for Hamza, for Jimmy Luck, for our team, you know, yeah, I mean, it's much smoother this year, I imagine, because I know it was last year versus our first year. You kind of get an understanding what it's all about, where you're going to go practice, how everything is set up. So that part is smoother, yeah, and it helps when you have some familiarity with it.
Another week along, I feel like will help Chris Ivory this week.
Yeah, I do. You know, we're hopeful on that. You know, I know every game, you know, the running backs, they get some bumps and bruises just like everybody on the team. But I think just his confidence level in it will, you know, keep progressing as we go on.
What do you think about Linder's chances this week?
I think he's pretty good. You know, he went out there and he did some things today. So I believe he was limited number of reps wise. But, you know, we'll progress. We'll be smart with him and just see how he feels more day to day. But, you know, the ability to push off and play at a high level is important to him and for us. So we'll just keep evaluating him.